The next patient is Kenneth Koss. The last name is C-O-S-S Jr. Kenneth Koss Jr. Number one, 87-year-old, who has an established CKD4. The patient has a serum creatinine that remains stable at 2.2, a BUN of 54 with an estimated EFR that is 27 mL per liter. The albumin in the blood is 3.4, the globulin is 2.9, the uric acid is 4.8, period. This CKD4 is most likely associated to a hypertension, hyperlipidemia. The patient had some smoking history. The patient quit in 1974. The patient has some degree of cardiorenal syndrome. He has an aortic valve replaced in 2018 with evidence of cardiomegaly and has a status for permanent pacemaker and tricuspid regurgitation, period. Following number, the patient has anemia. This anemia prevented him to have surgery in the shoulder. The patient has been referred to the cancer center. He has a hemoglobin that is 10.3 grams per cent. He has been referred to Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, at the Florida Cancer Center for a treatment of this anemia to see if he can be able to be a candidate for surgery. The shoulder surgery was canceled because of that anemia, period. Following number atrial fibrillation on Eliquis, status post permanent pacemaker. Following number, the patient has valvular heart disease, tricuspid regurgitation. The ejection fraction remains between 55 and 60. Following number, osteoarthritis. We are going to reevaluate Mr. Koss in 4 months with a laboratory workup, period. We invested 6 minutes of the time evaluating the chart, 15 minutes with the patient, and 5 minutes in the documentation.